In these days of chaos and confusion, division and distrust, turmoil and trouble, anger and apathy, we need to know what we believe. When political correctness and polarization, flash mobs and social media create a cultural climate that increasingly ridicules and marginalizes people of faith, we need to know what we believe. When active shooters target worshipers in a Baptist church or worshipers in a synagogue, we need to know what we believe. What do you believe? This is what I believe. I believe in one God who is three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I believe in God the Father of Jesus Christ, creator of everything, who loved the world he created and sent his only Son to be our Savior, that whoever believes in him would not perish in eternal separation from God, but would have everlasting life. I believe that God the Son is Jesus of Nazareth, the Savior sent by God, Israel's Messiah, born of a virgin, fully man and fully God. I believe that God the Holy Spirit quickens us from death to life, indwells all those who receive Jesus Christ by faith as Lord and Savior, and continuously conforms believers to the image of Jesus Christ. I believe the death of Jesus Christ on the cross is sufficient in itself to make atonement for the sin of the world, an atonement available to all who repent of their sin and believe in Him alone for forgiveness and salvation. I believe Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and the third day He bodily rose from the dead, guaranteeing the bodily resurrection of all those who have received eternal life through faith in Him. I believe salvation from judgment, forgiveness of sin, and eternal life are free gifts of God's grace and cannot be earned, deserved, inherited, or bought. I believe only those who believe in Jesus Christ and receive Him into their inner being will escape eternal judgment and receive entrance into heaven. I believe in the imminent, visible, bodily return of Jesus Christ to this earth to reign in righteousness and justice. I believe the true church is not an organization, but the body of Christ, made up of those who have personally trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, publicly confessed Him as Lord, and remember Him through Holy Communion. I believe that the Bible is the Word of God, inspired by the Spirit of God, without error, and thus the supreme and final authority for faith and practice. I believe that daily Bible reading and prayer are as necessary for the sustenance of spiritual life as food and water are necessary for physical life. I believe that all believers are commanded to be witnesses for Christ, sharing the gospel to the whole world. This is what I believe.